Hi, Sharon. Anyone who knows me knows that I love audio notes. So I'm going to answer your questions about the blog post tomorrow with an audio note. So I'm looking at your email and it says, what have you enjoyed about being on the board? I have enjoyed seeing Dona International change, grow, blossom, progress right in front of my eyes. And I have enjoyed being a part of that change. I've enjoyed being a person who can highlight some intercultural needs as we create that change. And I've loved being the banner bearer for people who have probably been left out of our organization or our focus for a while. So I am on the board and constantly highlighting what our language may be. How do we refer to people in our industry? How do we appear in our publications? How do we represent our members? Who are our members? Identifying the different needs and abilities and desires of our members. So being a part of the new look for Dona, being a part of the new sound or the way that we, the language that we use has been really, 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 really powerful. So that is what I have most enjoyed about being on the board. What do I want to say to someone who is considering this position as intercultural director? I want to say that I find this work incredibly important. And I believe that the person who comes into this role should be in a place where they are doing their own work in terms of intercultural awareness, cultural competency, cultural relevancy, sensitivity, familiar with language, in terms of how people are referred to in birthing circles or just in their own personal life, comfortable with identifying and addressing things like microaggression, comfortable with identifying issues and concerns around privilege, comfortable with looking at life from an international perspective, not just a United States perspective, comfortable with promoting our organization amongst people with different abilities and working with our director of education and directors of certification to remind them that our materials, how we train, how we certify doulas should be accessible for all people, and we are growing in that area. And so the intercultural director probably should be really comfortable with doing this work or demonstrated that they've worked with diverse populations in the past. And it's important to step up into leadership because it makes a difference. This is not the kind of position that is just a title or just fluff. The work that the intercultural director does, the communications, the relationships that are built are incredibly powerful for making a difference in Dona. One of the ways that I make a difference as intercultural director is I work with the development. I worked with the development of the advocacy committee. And we know that health disparities, we know that third-party reimbursement. We know that working on legislation, working on how our profession is viewed, all of that stuff is incredibly important. And so as intercultural director, you're a standing committee person on those committees. And that's really, really powerful in terms of where Dona is going and where the birth world is going. So it's important to step up so that you have an opportunity to influence the direction of our organization and the work that we're going to be doing in the future. And I think that is it. I answered your questions. I hope I didn't speak too fast. Hope that this audio note is acceptable to you. If you have questions, call me. Thanks. Bye.